You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Jason?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're good.
I appreciate you taking a little time to talk to me again.
Man, it seems like we talk quite a bit.
That's okay.
I know your voice. When you come on the radio, I'm like, that's Joe.
Oh, my goodness. You know something? I never told you this, but my mom grew up in Clinton, North Carolina. That's where the whole side of the family was.
Kidding.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so, real close to home right there.
I know. And I had a cousin that lived in Wilmington. And, of course, my cousin worked in Fayetteville. But anyway, so that's...
Good Lord.
That's why I thought I better not. If I go down that road, we'll start talking Eastern North Carolina for a long time or something. But anyway.
Yeah, I knew I liked you.
Stop it.
Sorry. Your family must be talking about, you know, it's funny. The thing about Eastern North Carolina that's a little bit weird, but that I learned to love is the way they pronounce things. Like, water is water. Oh, yeah. And for some reason, they love to call them not pecans, pecans.
Oh, yes. Very famous story about when, I think it was Hurricane Fran came by, Uncle Junior had a really nice pecan tree, and so I was talking to him in the middle of the night, he said, it's still up, and then the next day he said, oh, Joe, it didn't make it. Every year he'd give us a couple of grocery bags of pecans, you know.
And that's so, no good.
Oh, man.
The pecans, as they call them, you got to put those in the freezer, and when they come out cold, ooh.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, that was a sad day. But
yes, indeed.
So I don't know if it's out there or not, and you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but that's all I heard about was last weekend, you know, was the fact that you guys were in a bus accident.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
I mean, people know about it. We have kind of been trying to figure out the back end of that big old mess, and we've kind of been waiting to give everybody the full story until we kind of have figured out the full story ourselves, but we think we understand it now.
Oh, okay. Okay. But you guys are okay physically, right?
Yeah. Physically, we are 100% okay. Physically, I think there was a side of it that was a little scary, you know, mentally, you know, to wake up and run a quarter mile down the road and find cars smashed and specifically one guy who was unresponsive and to have to, you know, stay there till the ambulance came and got him and all that kind of stuff. That was, you know, a little bit unnerving. Then to go back and look at the dash cam video to find out what happened and to realize that, you know, my driver, when I ran up front, was like, hey, man, what are you okay? What just happened? He said, I don't know, but I know that there was a car in the middle of the highway with no lights on. And there's probably somebody dead back there, you know. And so, you know, we all just took off running up the road to go hopefully help and, you know, whatever. But the story as we understand it now is that there was a truck going the opposite direction on the other side of a 4.5-foot concrete wall. It was actually being towed on a trailer, and somehow it got launched over that wall into our side of the highway about, you know, a few seconds before we arrived on the scene, and we hit it, and then it spun, bounced off the wall, and hit two other cars, and it just completely just demolished the front of our bus. And, you know, of course, it's one of those situations where, you know, we're thankful that nobody passed away, you know, because it was that kind of scary accident. They had to cut one guy out of his car. And we stayed with him until the ambulance took him away. So, but as far as we understood, the last words they gave us was non-life-threatening injuries for him. And so from there, we just had to figure out how to make it onto the next show. You know?
Right, right. Wow, all kinds of things. And people need to realize that you are on the road many hours of the day. You travel. I'm astounded myself. You know, you're not the one doing the driving, but you're riding, and it's that's quite a deal to be in. It really is.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, people also don't really understand that. You know, it's kind of like riding on a bus, like the bus that we ride on. It's necessary because, you know, we're night after night all around the country. But then it's not like if we get a flat tire, we can just go, you know, pick up a tire you know, the tires for the bus are over $1,000 a piece. And when the front end is tore up like that. So we had just, so here's the real story. This is the real struggling part that we're trying to figure out. We had just put $100,000 in that bus to put a new engine, transmission, and radiator in it, and it had been out of commission for 3.5 months. It was the second drive out that we had this accident, and now it's back in the shop. And we're dealing with, you know, bus insurance is different. They don't pay for a rental while your bus is in the shop. So we're just kind of like, Lord, come on, help us out here. So anyway, we're trying to figure it all out, but the good news is we're healthy and we're on to the next show, and God is providing.
Wow. Well, that really is good news, then. And speaking of the next show, when you come with Sanctus Real, Dave Pettigrew is going to be with
now.
You guys.
Come on. Come on now. Sanctus Real, Dave Pettigrew. Are you kidding me? I am so stoked to be playing with some of my best. Listen, Sanctus Real is that they have been road dogs like we have been for years. And we, honestly, one of the shows we were most excited about back when we were independent then was when Sanctus Real released their first record, and they came to our town and we opened for them, and we immediately became friends with those guys. And obviously they've gone through a lot of transitions through the years, but they worked their tails off to have this new song do so well. And I'm very proud of them. And then not to mention Dave Pettigrew, man, this guy is a rock star. I love him to death. He's one of the most, you know, best kept secrets in our industry.
It really is.
And wow, what a voice, man. You kidding me? This guy can sing the roof out of the room. It's unbelievable. So you get them, and then you get us. I've been told we're pretty good. It's going to be a heck of a night.
Yes, it will. Now, it's called the Acoustic Tour. Is that right? Am I we're talking about the right thing here?
You're exactly right. It's funny. You know, we've done all these tours through the years where we had, you know, pyrotechnics and all kinds of stuff like that, and video walls, and we just decided for one tour, how cool would it be to kind of let people see what it looks like when we sit in, you know, in the main room of a studio before we pull the amps and big stuff out with no headphones on, and we sit there and play through the song and, you know, around the piano, each instrument, and figure out what the arrangement ought to be. What would it be like to run people through all those songs and tell the stories of where they came from? So, like, to even pull out Glory Defined and old songs and kind of run through the gamut of all the songs and then introduce the new record as well. Pretty exciting. And then on top of that, I'm super excited that the pastor of my church, his name's Kevin Miller, he just had a book that he just released. He's coming out with us as well. So,
wow.
I think we're going to focus on a little ministry and really try to make sure that people are walking away with the absolute knowledge that something awesome happened, like the Holy Spirit was in the room. So we're going to work on that and try to give somebody something special. And guess what? You don't have to wear earplugs at this show.
That's awesome. That'll be a great comfort to some people. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
For once, people won't have to turn their hearing aids off. They can turn them up.
And that's great that you got a pastor out with you.
Yeah, great, man. It's cool. We're really excited about it.
Wow. That really is exciting. So that's pretty cool. Because I know you like to keep it fresh. I mean, you know, that's one of the things. It's and everybody's honest. I mean, you know. And people who are playing all the time and stuff, you know who you are, you know, all the time in the music, and you play it a lot. But have you seen anything? Because I know every once in a while you're very personal with whoever shows up, the crowd, the audience, whatever, the congregation, whatever you call them like that. Have you seen things that have been happening that surprise you?
Well, I mean, like the first thing that comes to my mind is that I've spent the last some odd 20 years praying for a member of my family, and the night of the bus wreck, we were supposed to play near my hometown, where a lot of my family's from in Texas, and it really was a stressful evening because, you know, hey, we got a bus that's in a mess, and we got to somehow make it to the show. Anyway, we finally made it to the show, and that night at that show, when we did the altar call, the come to Jesus, I looked out in the crowd and watched this member of my family raise her hand and accept Jesus for the first time. And it really blew my mind because as I was walking off the stage, my dear friend, to pitch about another band, from a new song, his name's Russ Lee, he's one of my mentors. I love Russ. He looked at me and said, so what do you think? You think maybe that bus wreck was about keeping you from getting to where God needed you tonight? You think maybe there's a power that's standing against you from time to time? Because I just watched that person raise their hand. Man, what would have happened had you not been here? So I don't know. I just feel like God is moving, and what's cool is that we're in a phase, I believe, of our career and in history where I really believe that people are looking for real authenticity. They're looking to see if they can see the evidence of a living God upon your life, then they are engaged, they're listening, and they're ready to accept that for themselves. And so we're just trying really hard in this phase of our career and with our touring to be hyper-authentic, you know, to really bring the truth, to share the struggles, the ups, the downs, and to know that God's going to use all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes. We believe that, and that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, I like what you said. What is it? You were done with the Christian catchphrases, you know. So it was getting real. It's about to get real. Love that.
A little scary sometimes.
Yeah, because, of course it is.
Real, you might get in a bus wreck. But
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm glad you're doing it. I'm glad you're putting yourself out there. Did you hear, what's his name, Michael Blue Blay? Is that the Canadian singer that we're getting ready to hear now with Christmas songs coming up? He has a five-year-old, and he was really taking it because his five-year-old had was diagnosed with cancer, and now he's in remission. And he's been going through a lot right now, but I guess he was out just a couple of nights ago. He was on the Late Late Show. And he said, I just want to thank Jesus for healing my son.
Come on.
Yeah. So.
Hey, how about that? Watch out now. I'm telling you, man, that, you know, in a country where things are so divisive, the one thing that we can all kind of, I really do believe it. If you take a look at the life of Jesus, and I'm so thankful for this reality, you know, Jesus, it's obvious over and over again that when he had the opportunity to fight, he chose to kind of take it on the chin, and that's our Savior, you know what I mean? And that's a nice differentiating factor in terms of our Savior versus even other religions of the world. And so I think that as time goes on and as the climate becomes more divisive and people seem to get more up in arms, they're going to be drawn more and more to this figure who always put others first and love the unlovable. And it's so cool to hear even Michael Bublé say something like that. Watch out now.
I know, watch out. That's true. So next thing that's going to happen is Ellen DeGeneres is going to call you up and say, would you be on my show? And you, So what would you say off the bat? You wouldn't even think about it, would you?
Man, you know what? I think that what's so interesting is that she would know full well where I stand on all issues, and it's funny. I would absolutely be excited to hug her neck and share, because my songs are blatant, bro. You're not going to get around Jesus and my songs. You know what I mean? So yeah, heck yeah, let's go do it. Let's go share Jesus with a world that's lost and needs to hear it. Let's talk about hope and grace and mercy and the good news. You know what I mean? Like, I'm down. Let's go.
Yeah. I thought about that when everybody in the audience got one of Lauren Daigle's CDs, and I thought, Jesus is using you, Ellen. You know, I don't know if you know that or not, but it sure is. Passing out her music.
Yeah, and you know what? How many, obviously, we understand that, you know, that no man goes to the Father except through the Son. We understand that, but you know, how many good people, and even throughout history, we know this about our God. He takes the bad situations and he turns them and uses them for good. I mean, that's what he does. And I'd say in that situation, it does seem that at least from the outside looking in, Ellen is a very generous and kind person who's maybe a little bit confused on a couple of issues.
Sure, you know what I mean?
So, you know, I think grace is in order. And I think that somehow God's going to change that heart over time. I really do believe that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, isn't that awesome? That's a great thing. And I love your heart. Now, I always ask this, you know, and maybe it's changed a little bit since the last time, but how can we pray for you?
Well, obviously, you know, I don't even like to even talk about, you know, I know that God is a God of everything, including finance. You know what I mean? But we're in a little bit of a pickle here as we're trying to figure out finance on How do we handle this bus situation? You know, we're in the middle of figuring it out, and we're going to figure it out. But, you know, just pray about that for us. And then on top of that, listen, we're entering a new phase of our career where we're about to send new songs to the radio, to you guys. And then we just pray that the Lord's hand of blessing would be on whatever we choose to send, and that we would choose what he wants us to send. And then finally, hey, we're coming up on a season where we're going to be gone from our families, and it's a season of being with family. Please pray for our families. Pray that they will be taken care of and that they will feel the presence of the Lord while, you know, their husband, father, and patriarch of the family is on the road.
Right. That's exactly right. Now, are you guys going to be home, like, around Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything? Or
yeah. So we get to go home for Thanksgiving for, like, 3 or 4 days, and then we're doing this roadshow Christmas tour. It's us and Matthew West and Matt Maher.
Wow.
And which is just a great lineup. But that'll be something that we're going to do right up until the 15th or 16th of December. And then we finally get to go home. But that phase of, like, from December 1st to December 15th, we really don't go home. And that's kind of hard because that's when you're kind of gearing up and trying to get everything together. It's when Christmas parties are happening and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. So,
you know, just pray for our families. And they know we've done this before. They know what it's like. And yet at the same time, it doesn't change that we're not there. So.
Right, right. Well, man, appreciate your honesty, Jason. I really do. And thanks for your ministry, man. Appreciate that very, very much. Had no idea when I saw that strange name of that group all those years ago. What? The building what? What is it? A numbers? And everybody kept getting the numbers wrong. No, it's 429.
Oh, yeah.
And here you are. All right. Man.
Yeah, how about that? We're still here.
Well, God bless you, Jason. I appreciate it. So.
All right. Bless you, man. Thank you. Look forward to seeing y'all at the New England soon.
Okay. All right, man. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.